Listening 25. A.
The Flaming Lips are celebrating today not the sales of their latest album, massive though they are, but the fact that they are now in Guinness World Records. The band has just received an award for performing the most live shows in different cities in 24 hours. They appeared 8 times across America as part of MTV's O Music Awards show. Frontman Wayne Coyne said, "As the day went, everywhere we would go, they'd give us energy. Now I feel I could go another 24 hours.
B.
The Prime Minister said that the management of Finlay's Bank faced some serious questions after the institution was fined £290 million. Some of its employees illegally fixed the lending rate between city banks. However, Bob Emerald, the head of Finlay's, today refused to resign. Instead, he condemned the behaviour of a small number of personnel who had tried to make profits for their own benefit. Government ministers said the bank had stolen from the public.
C. Police said that Rufus, a pet hawk, was taken with his cage from a vehicle outside the All England Tennis Club at Wimbledon this morning. The bird was in a car parked on a private drive in Dunstall Road, with the rear window open for ventilation. Police said the working bird of prey frightens other birds away from the roof of the tennis courts. Its owner, Imogen Davies, is said to be very distressed. She said, "We just want to know he's okay." D.
The government is set to announce details of how the army will be restructured as it loses a fifth of its personnel over the next few years. The review will see troops cut from over 100,000 to near 80,000 by 2020. Senior army leaders opposed to the changes said that the army would no longer be able to fight in two countries at the same time. The defence secretary said that there was no way to avoid difficult decisions as the army gets smaller.
E.
Over 3 million people have been left without electricity after violent storms hit the US Capitol last night. Winds of up to 130 kilometres an hour hit Washington, D.C. and left many householders without air conditioning in the hottest summer on record, with temperatures over 40 degrees Celsius. Users of Twitter reported spectacular displays of lightning. A state of emergency was declared, with 12 deaths being linked to the storm.